From where Bernadette and Garcia stood, just inside the threshold, all that was visible over the top of the white tub was a white leg thrown over the side. The porcelain and the flesh were identically pale, as if they were part of the same modern sculpture. The toes of the white foot offered the only splash of color, with nails that were painted pink. Bernadette walked over to the side of the tub, her shoes squishing on the soggy carpet that surrounded it. "Why is it that all redheads look like spitfires when they're alive,
and so damn dead when they're dead?"
asked Garcia, coming up next to her.
"Yeah, no one does dead like a redhead. It's like their skin turns to wax or something. Why is that?"
"Maybe it's because they're so white to begin with," offered Garcia.
"I'm sure there's a scientific reason."
The dead woman provided no opinion on the matter. With the one leg draped over the side and the other slightly bent at the knee, she was sprawled out on her back. Her arms were thrown up over her head and rested against the back of the tub. Her long hair fanned out in the shallow water and fell across her face, looking like the tendrils of some sort of orange sea plant. Her dead eyes, twin water bugs, peeked out from behind the hair. Bruises dotted her legs and arms, showing she had flailed about. Constraint marks were visible around her shoulders, collarbone, and base of her neck. Bernadette hunkered down along the side of the tub.
She went kicking and fighting. The poor thing.
Seems so.
She lifted one of the corpse's hands off the back of the tub and scrutinized the fingernails, painted the same shade of pink as the toenails.
"I don't see any skin under her nails."
"If there was anything to be had, CSI got it."
"Right,"
she said, and set the hand back down. Garcia bent over, plucked something off the carpet, and held it in front of his face. A rose petal. Pink.
The crime scene crew hadn't bagged all of them. More were sprinkled in the dirty water. What was this about?
Bernadette picked a petal off the shag.
"I'd say Miss Shelby Hammond was entertaining a gentleman."
"Couldn't a girl do that for herself? Sprinkle the water with flowers?"
"She could,"
said Bernadette, dropping the petal back on the floor and standing up.
"But it'd be strange, even for a psychology major who likes pink. A bubble bath is one thing. Rose petals are quite another."